Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Yeah, it's sweet and
light. Can you hear yourself in the headphones?
I can, yeah.
What? Welcome, Jason and Bevan from Hunt the Witch.
Hey,
to 95
thank you.
BFM.
Thank Cheers.
You. How's it going?
Yeah, we're good.
Right, Renee Jones has introed you guys to us here at BFM. I'm new to the band, and I'm sure in my teenage years I've probably been exposed to Pumpkinhead at some point.
back in the grunge years.
Just like, if we're traveling back in time to the grunge years, what are the highlights of New Zealand grunge years for someone who is a member of Pumpkinhead?
Oh man, so many. Big Day Out was huge in the 90s. That was awesome. Those huge gigs by She Hard and Head Like a Hole. So many memories.
They must have felt like quite an unstoppable force at the time. Especially, I mean, Head Like a Hole was wild as beep.
Yeah, they were awesome. Yeah. Best concerts I've ever been to. Mm. Fully naked and and wild. That was awesome.
I saw Head Like a Hole with Big Day Out in 97, maybe. And I was like, whoa, holy shit. They closed out the Supertop, I think, at the time. And I was just like absolutely gobsmacked.
And
that was, you know, like, I don't know where that sits in their sort of canon of...
They were mean. We played the Super Top as well after Silverchair, and we almost missed the gig. We got there with 15 minutes to spare. And then the year after, we played the main stage, which was awesome. Rage Against the Machine and Nick Cave, and it was unreal.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy when you look back at those lineups, you know, who performed at those.
Oh, you know, yeah, there's so much to go and see, you know. It was incredible.
Now, Bevan and Jason, you guys have got a new band, Hunt the Witch. Newish. Yeah. Tell us a bit about the history of Hunt the Witch.
Over to you, mate.
Okay. we sort of formed about 2013. Mm. Me and the first bass player, Anthony, we just started jamming on some ideas.
Yeah.
With like a drum loop. And then the drum loop got really stale. And put an ad in the Rock Shop classified or something, and then Jason applied, and I didn't click at the time. I'm like, hey, have you played before? Like, yeah, I played Pumpkinhead
one or two times,
and that was pretty much the last conversation we had about drums.
Yeah,
was that?
Yeah.
So and then we did the same thing for a singer, for Sam, and he came along. So we didn't know each other prior to that.
No,
and,
he was the first guy that tried out too.
Yeah,
and he got the gig straight away. We're like, yeah, he's the man.
Mm.
You know, no one else tried out. Didn't need to.
Now you guys have got a show. Is it your first album? Where is this album sitting in the? Oh, it is your debut album, Strange Gods.
Yep.
It's just been released. You guys have got a show coming up at the Wine Cellar on Saturday night. And we thought, hey, that's a perfect excuse for you guys to come and select some music that you're kind of vibing on, and maybe has inspired some of the music that people might hear at the show.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, definitely.
What would you be keen to start with?
Bit of Snail.
A little to start.
I hope it's, not too. Yeah, hope it's not too slow, bro.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, not that one.
Yet.
Let's kill that. Go back to this. This is Snail.
Clean this.
Come
Snail with Cleanliness.
The demo. We played the demo.
Extra raw.
Extra grungy.
Now, Bevan and Jason from Hunt the Witch, what's the next song that we're going to play this evening?
I think we should go a little bit of Caius.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You've gone.
That seems like a natural progression, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
You've gone straight to the top with what I would personally be happy to say one of the greatest Caius songs.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, agreed.
There's heaps of good Caius songs, but I reckon this one's the best.
Thank you.
Caius Gardinia, as chosen by Jason and Bevan from Hunt the Witch, who are performing at
the Wine Cellar.
The Wine Cellar this Wine Cellar this weekend. There was some Fu Manchu just creeping in there.
We gave it away, man.
Now you guys are selecting some music, right? Tunes that are right in my wheelhouse, it turns out. It's kind of nice to indulge in this sort of thing once in a while. What is this style of music? What's the scene like in Auckland, would you say? Are there a few bands kind of doing it, knocking out the heavier tunes?
Yeah. There's quite a few coming up. Skinny Hobos, Blood Nut. Trying to think of some more.
Did Dead Vavers do a little bit of that sort of style?
Pieces of Molly from Christchurch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good scene, I think.
Okay.
And us, of course.
Yeah. Man, what else would we like to play this evening? We've got some Dozer, Born a Legend.
Yeah. Should we go Dozer?
Chuck some Dozer.
This was a favourite of mine. Whenever this came out, these guys are from Sweden, aren't they? I think so. We'll find out. Go to the internet and find
we'll
out.
We'll have to Google that one, man.
Dozer, from an album called Through the Eyes of Heathens. great Scandinavian band, put out some classic records on Man's Ruin. One very famous one called In the Tale of a Comet, which is well worth checking out. I haven't actually listened to it, but I know it has a huge reputation. I'm just spouting off that you should listen to it when I've never
I'm sure
it.
It's awesome.
Yeah. We've got some Fu Manchu lined up. Have we played the Beaver?
No. I think the Beaver's a new addition.
There's a tune. Oh, no, I just added that. Just then. So we've got some Fu Manchu, and then we've got a tune from you guys. How does that sound? Does it sound pretty good?
Yeah, yeah, bring it on. Cool.
Okay. Any great stories about Fu Manchu that you want to share with us?
No, not really. They're an awesome band. I love that this album, We Must Obey, it's grunty as it's such. Yeah, I've thrashed it. Man. This is the first song from that album.
Knew It All Along by Fu Manchu. Yeah?
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's the one. That was mean.
We've just been chatting about Beaver. Should we play some Beaver?
Okay.
We've got a recommendation for Beaver.
I wish you'd let that sit for a bit longer.
Some Beaver.
Carry on.
Let's play this. Let's play it.
Let's.
Play some Beaver.
Yeah.
Beaver, Queens of the Stone Age. You're saying that it was perhaps their first, on the first Queens of the Stone Age release, maybe?
I think so. On the EP, the Queens of Stone Age initial EP, that was the other side.
Grunty as fuck, that was. Very grunty.
Back in the day when Queens of the Stone Age were way more hard out. Now we, Hunt the Witch, we should probably go out on one of your songs because you've got a show this Saturday night at Wine Cellar.
Yeah, appreciate that.
What's give us what's the stats on the show? What time's everything kicking off? Is it, are you guys just doing big old long ass city joined by us and a couple other bands as the format usually predicts?
We've got Quinn the Human playing, Animal Head playing as well, and I think we're probably going to do about an hour at the end.
Me.
So we'll probably get most of that album in on that hour. And it's doors open on Saturday at 8 o'clock, Wine Cellar. And we've got a couple of tickets and a CD to give away.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, shall we do that?
No special,
right on.
No special needs.
As easy as that, if you would like to head along to the show, you can. Well, we're going to play some Hunt the Witch, so you can. You've probably got a vague idea of what the evening might sound like, given the tunes we've just played. If that's a bit of you, 5395 is the text number up here, or 309-3879 is a phone number. Right?
Right.
When's the gig?
Cool, man.
Saturday.
Saturday. There you go. Saturday's sussed. Let's get it. Let's get it, John.
Hunt the Witch, City of Lights.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, man. We'll be right back.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.